Next up, it's time for Tracy Stevens and the Chandelier Alchemy's Quantum Soul Healing. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today.
Okay, welcome, lovely souls, to the Chandelier Alchemy's Quantum Healing Show. Today, you can tune in here on the first and third Wednesdays of every month on newsforthesoul.com. And a little bit about myself. I'm a celestial shaman, ascension path cutter, darkness detective, and a herogamic coordinator. And in my session work, I support those who are on a herogamic path with a beloved. And you can find all of my offerings and services at chandelieralchemy.com. And today I have a very special guest with us. My beautiful soul brother, David Starr, we are going to talk about David, his work. We're going to share some galactic stories with the audience, and then we're also going to share about a winter solstice cosmic gateway event that David and I are participating in with three other ancient key holders, and that is, we're going to talk about that event, and then David and I have about a 15 to 20 minute healing offering for all the audience listeners today. This is going to be surrounding golden age frequency upgrades for you and blessings, so stay tuned to the end of this broadcast to receive the amazing gifts that David and I have for you. And also, I believe David is going to be bringing in some luck frequencies that we can tap into. So with all that, let me bring in my beautiful soul brother, David Starr. David Starr, welcome to the program.
Hello, Tracy. It's an honor to be here. I'm excited for the audience listening. They're in for a very treat because it hasn't been long. We have been in the golden age. It's literally just getting going. The abundance now and the energies and the miracles that we can tap into are real. And when you do the work and you can expand into the different realms, you're able to find, you know, different energies like luck. It's truly incredible. Excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
I'm so grateful. David and I have worked behind the scenes on several projects. We also have done a few webinars together. We work very well together, David and I. David is known as Mr. Shadow Work. That's one of his main focuses is helping you to look at your shadows and healing them, dissolving them, and embodying more consciousness, more of your divine self. He has developed what is called, he calls the Master Series, I believe, and the Unity Series. And he also has something really hilarious. He's got a comedy series out there. These are skits with Larry and Joe. I highly recommend you tune into those. So David, why don't you talk more about yourself, about your series, what you offer.
Well, you know, I've been doing a lot of channeling over the years and in the higher energies and the realms, and I've just found a common theme to my work. The guide teams are wanting people to break out of the chains and the illusions and out of the lower consciousness, out of the fear, out of the anxiety, out of the oppression, and into self-love, into freedom, into joy, and into becoming their unlimited source, being self. So the three major programs I have out, and this is very quick. One is about healing out all of those lower states of energy and into the higher love of self and freedom. And that's when you truly attract abundance, is when you're living from your heart, out of the mind and into the heart. And then I have another consciousness program where you activate your gifts called the Unity Series. You can talk to your guides, get your higher self information to help you on your path, and some amazing activations. And in the Master's Journey, www.podia.com, it will give you all the different courses, and it's all about becoming the unlimited source being and breaking out of what we call the matrix and coming into the higher consciousness reality where you can thrive in joy, abundance, self-love, and very magical moments.
I love it. You know, I have to share with the audience, you had sent me a link to one of your videos in the Master Embodiment of a Master series, I believe it was. And you, this link you sent to me was a video of you channeling the Councils of Joy. And I got to tell you, David, I laughed my ass off because yeah. It sounded like you'd come out of the closet and you know, with that higher feminine voice, you really sounded gay. It was great. I loved it. And you were so happy. And it was so amazing that joy infusing into your field. Literally, I just laughed for like, 15 minutes? It was hilarious.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I mean, the Councils of Joy are just out there. And whenever they come across to be channeled, they always sound the same. And it is like flamboyantly excited. It's the really silly things that they get you to do. Like one of their things was like, hey, you know, like if you're walking down the street, don't miss the opportunity for joy. If somebody's coming your way, just go like, hey, how are you doing? What are the chances that we'd be crossing paths today? It's just amazing to see you. And, you know, like, it's just because you never know who's going to walk into your life. And like, it's just these pun jokes because you're on a walk. You never know who's going to walk into your life. And they're very funny. It's really about living in your joy. I had never any intentions of writing these comedy skits on my YouTube, which is David Star 144. It's Joe, Larry, and a new character, Vixen. And it's a fun way where you learn about spirituality and some really hilarious things that a lot of us have gone through. And so it introduces comedy and different various topics of spirituality. And I really believe when you're living in your joy, and this is what I channeled from the Councils of Joy, then you just become happier. Life becomes easier.
Yes, and on this path, we need more happiness because being awakened, having a Kundalini awakening and being on this journey, it's really difficult. There's a lot of purging, sadness, transmuting our shadows, having to look at our timelines, what we've lived through, and then the ascension energies that are coming in. There's just so much. That joy really needs to be a key focus as we progress on the ascension. We forget that as humans. My daughter, who passed recently, came in and said to me, she said, we're way too serious on this planet. We take life way too seriously. And another interesting thing that I wanted to share that she said to me was that she said they play games on the other side. She really enjoys it over there. And I said, well, what kind of games do you play, Rosebud? And she said, let me see if I can remember this. She said, we play pin the crystal on the human.
Like, yes.
Oh my God, that's so hilarious, you know? And another video that David had sent me was on healing, looking at addiction patterns and healing those. Did you want to talk about that a little bit, David?
You know, the substances that we tend to gravitate to from channeling the guide teams are usually because that we are not getting something at home. It's we are starving for something else. So it's usually some kind of a trauma that might have happened when they're younger or a lack of the parent not being there and not getting loved. So it's either they're running away from something or running towards something. So the guides end up guiding us through to those points to shine the light on it. And that's what it's about, is to instead of bottling it somewhere secretly deep in compartmentalized within our heart, they find the spot, they go in there, shine the light. You know, you forgive everybody. The root trauma is what it is. If it is the scarring from the abusive parent, and it is forgive them to release it and to finally be free of it. And then the light shines on it. It heals the wound. And then you've cleared the very root cause of what made you run towards this addiction to get this. And then the concept is once you're healed from this, then you can look at your life a lot differently, and you're becoming a healed person. You come into self-love, and then you stop these addictions. There was a lady named Sita, and we call her the Sita story, and she had some of these wounds as a child too. And she watched this one inner child healing video we had 12 times. It took her to heal all these things from her childhood. And then after the 12th time, she quit smoking. And it's truly remarkable, amazing. It's because she fell in love with herself. She found her heart. She found her joy. And she said, I don't need to smoke anymore. And it's truly remarkable.
Yeah.
That's a little story on that.
I love that. I wanted to just add on to what you've just talked about. I have had a few sessions with a beautiful soul who has an alcoholic addiction, and I'm always surprised at not only things that their childhood or alternate lifetimes have contributed to the disease, or, you know, this, I wouldn't really call it a disease, but one thing that this soul has that I've done is cleared a lot of implants. The dark has heavily messed with this individual, trying to keep them in looping patterns of addiction, needing the alcohol. And it's really kind of a false matrix that's been put over this individual. So
certainly there can be that. And then so the more that you can say no, the more that you can come back and not be influenced by what we call the density network. And so but your work on removing any implant or grids is certainly going to be very beneficial.
I love that. Thank you for adding your wisdom in this. Another thing that I wanted to have us talk about, David, is you and I participated in what I feel is one of the biggest projects that it's one of the feathers in my cap, and that is when you and I worked together on dissolving the hell realms. This was with others, 16 other light workers, and this was last year, I believe it was last September.
Right. 18th, I think.
Yeah, and you had called me and you said, Tracy, we're doing this, we're going to dissolve the hell realms, and I believe you were born for this. And I knew that I was, because Spirit had been preparing me for that moment when you had reached out. I was taking clients and retrieving their soul fragments down in these watery hell realms. And my first experience going down there was actually my guides and my soul wanted me to retrieve King Henry VIII. He had a fractured fragment down there. And by me going down there and removing him, that removed the Dark King template from the planet. And when I go down there and retrieve souls, it was really slow, a slope. It wasn't quantum. My souls had me going down there, seeing what was down there, mapping out, like I had maps of the hell realms and the frequency senses down there. And when I go down there, it was really dense, and it was really hard for my human to go down there, because it was like a scuba diver, you know, the compression on your body, I would really feel it deeply. And I also had retrieved the Sandy Hook children, because that was a dark satanic ritual And those souls were trapped down there. And when we grabbed those children, it was so rewarding. And I would see all kinds of eyes and hear the scream when I go down there and be like, it's really sad that I go down here and I cannot save everyone down here. I would really love to save everyone down here, and not save them, but just retrieve them. So you're a really good storyteller, David. So I was hoping that you would just give us a recap of what happened that day when we discussed the hell realms on the planet, because it was massive.
Well, when you remember the date, and I remember it was September the 18th, 2021, you know, it was a historical day. And this I honor you so much, and all the light workers. It was the strongest light workers that we knew at the time. And we pooled all together to go down there. You know, a lot of us have done this kind of work in the Egyptian lifetimes, where we're retrieving souls in the dark realms with Anubis and all these other beings. This was a reality, and there's many shamans across the world that have done this work going into the lower realms. Leading up to this, we kept noticing that the our grid workers who are working on Gaia's grids, and those are the energetic systems that make up the reality, we call it grid workers. As we were doing what we call cleaning the grids, we noticed that there is these pockets kept coming up from hell, in these lower realms, and demons were coming out, and we kept having to seal these pockets. So we started talking about it, and we're like, you know what? Like, this is becoming like a daily thing, or every few days now, there's something not right. Maybe they're trying to get our attention. Like, maybe we should go in there, retrieve all the souls, you know, go in with the heavens themselves, bringing heaven with us, and then heal the hearts of the demons to evolve them so that they're not this really dark, and to evolve the consciousness itself. So when we went down into the realm, we came with legions of angels, and we weren't planning on battling anybody, and there was a little bit of it, but mostly everybody was at peace, and we were the light going down to retrieve the souls, to heal the consciousness of the density network, to seal the realms. And what was really fascinating was in the end of hell, basically, there was this vacuum, and it was trying to suck us in to the eternal void. And I didn't even know this existed, but it's actually in the Bible. They talk about the eternal void. That's how I saw it too. I called it the eternal void just because that's what it looks like. And as it's getting sucked up, had to get out of it. And then we pulled ourselves back up into the light. And we did this. We went up into bringing heaven into the eternal void, and it literally pulled all the souls that were stuck onto the eternal void. And there were so many that got sucked in there, and we pulled them all out. All of them. It was the most beautiful thing. And right back into the heavenly realms. Then we banded together because we were sticking together, because it was a very hard mission. And you have to make sure you have each other's back, because you're dealing with every demon in the world. And you have to make sure that nobody's going to get attachments. Nobody is going to get stuck. Nobody's going to fragment in the lower realms. All these things. So we're the light. And this is not a mission for just anybody. You have to be highly trained. And so when we got out, we ended up merging the realms up so that they can be all cleared out, and there wouldn't be this kind of reality where people are dying who believe in hell. Because that's the problem when people are making soul contracts with dark beings and doing really dark things. Well, you know, you end up in the dark realms. It's a very unfortunate thing. If you are not ascending, you're descending. But there has been a lot of trickery over in the earth, where people are playing with black magic and tying people's souls and doing things where they end up getting stuck in these realms. And so this is why this mission was, it's also likely the biggest badge of honor that I'm wearing as well, you know, doing this with you. And retrieving those souls, because we really couldn't ascend without doing that work. We don't leave one behind. It's always been the divine. They've always said we're not leaving one behind on this ascension. And, you know, as Earth ambassadors, it was a lot easier for us to go lower than it is for heaven because they're at such a high vibration. So we're in between. So it's much easier for us to lower ourselves to go to retrieve all those souls in the way we did. It was a fantastic mission, a huge success. And there, shortly after that, there was some very key dark players that were on the earth that ended up getting healed because they didn't have a realm to rule anymore. And they ascended into the heaven's gates because there is it's not an easy role for anybody to play for eternities either. I mean, it is a big sacrifice to be a dark person or a being, to teach people for eons how to be dark. It's like plaque on their soul. And even when they're healed, they become immortal wounded spirits, just like the trauma. And they have to go through heavenly rehabilitation for eternities just to heal their wounds of all of what they inflicted. It's not easy. I don't wish it upon anybody. And it's certainly a role that I wouldn't take up myself. But it was a great mission, a huge success. Absolutely.
It was. When you had asked me to join that, I just thought I was going to be a participant. But when we'd started this work, my soul just came in and said, you've got to take charge, just so I could assign everyone who was in the group a key point on the planet to enter into the hell realms. And me and one other gentleman that was participating, we both had maps to the hell realms, so we gifted those to everyone in the group. Ronnie Connor had brought in the Golden Army. He birthed the Golden Army through his solar plexus. He still remembers them coming through because they were the ones who helped us with that project. And then we also had the Hounds of Hell helping us along with all of our dragon tribes, just to give a little bit of an extra description to the immensity of this project. It's interesting when people say, I hear people say, go to hell. I'm like, there's no hell now. You can't say that. It's null and void. It's gone. So amazing work. And so honored to do that with you. Let's see. So what do we want to move on to next?
In the winter solstice?
Yeah, let's talk about the winter solstice event. So it's called the Winter Solstice Cosmic Gateway Event.
December 21st at 1 p.m. Eastern. It's 5-hour event. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, and it's only $22, and there's five key holders, that are participating, David and I being two of those, and then three others. So did you want to talk about that, or did you want me to share what they're going to be doing, David?
Please do, the golden era, and we're going to be bringing in a lot of 12th-dimensional energies, and we're going to be actually bringing in a new grid collectively. It's going to be very special. Everybody who goes to this is going to be upgraded into some very high energies, and they're going to be bringing in like a new era grid for the entire planet. So it's a very special day.
It is. Like David said, it's going to be probably a 5.5 to 6 hour event is what I'm guessing. Robin Nicole, she's going to be teaching a simple ancient healing method which uses seventh dimensional light infusion to repair, heal, and regenerate your body at a cellular level and begin to turn on your light body if that's something that you haven't done. I myself, Tracy Stevens, am going to be transmitting the Christo Sophia holiday upgrades through Mother, Father, God, Amy Avalon is going to be bringing through the Sacred Blue Rose Lineage Light Language Transmission with Cosmic Sophia, Mary Magdalene, and Anna, the grandmother of Yeshua. Anna Lee, she's joining us, will be, and she's been on the program before. Anna Lee and I have done Divine Union Codex upgrades here on the on this radio show, and Romantic Relationships upgrades, so some of the listeners might recognize her. She's going to be focusing on the Emerald Pillar and activating and lacing your dormant DNA through the white frequencies. And then, David, did you want to talk about your portion for this event?
Yeah, there's a very special spot in the inner realms of Earth. Back in the beginning, where the star families, the of Lumeria, which are the Sirians, Arcturians, Palladians, all the 12 star families bounded together, and they have these energies and these ascension energies for healing these DNA fragments. And so everybody, no matter who you are, in a way, shape, or form, you have this DNA, and you're part of these star families, because they were essentially, they were created and designed genetically into humans very long time ago. And so you have the ability to activate these DNA fragments to enhance energies and gifts and guidance from all that is of this universe, all of the star families. And so it's going to be one of my focuses, is bringing everybody into this ancient area on inside of inner Earth, where there's this 12th dimensional light as well, and activating this for everybody who is going to be attending.
I love that. And the DNA upgrades are so important for the ascension, for taking on more light and embodying more of your divine self. So yeah, that event's going to be $22. It's on Wednesday, December 21st at it was 1 p.m. Eastern and 10 a.m. Pacific. I wanted to let the audience know that I'm not going to be taking any callers. But David and I are going to dive right in now. If David, did you have anything else you wanted to talk about regarding the event before we dive into this healing?
Just where could they find tickets? Do you have them on your site?
Thank you for reminding me. You can find the link to the event on my website at chandelieralchemy.com. And it is on the, what is it? Let me just look here. It's the shineyourlightnetwork.org again. With that, David, let us turn our focus to this healing that we're offering, the Golden Age Frequency Upgrades. And I'm just going to start and set sacred space. And we have about 20 minutes. Okay, Yeshua and Mary Magdalene are coming forward now. What they're wanting to do is work in your sacred crystal heart. They are wanting to bring in some very special frequencies. Surrounding, what I'm getting is a blue flame. A diamond golden blue flame is what I'm getting. This blue flame is going to work with your sacred crystal heart and your nadir complex at the back of the high heart there. Okay, Cryon is a beautiful soul that I work with, and he's going to come in and merge with me and facilitate this Golden Age offering for the listening audience today. Eno neo konea nia nanai o do do dei o kuto dai a da da dia do kei a ta dai o de kuto de dia dia so dia kuto dia. And it's so beautiful when Kryon comes in. I just feel like I'm enveloped in this beautiful blanket of love, divine love. Okay, so Kryon is wanting to work in a very special section of your sacred crystal heart. This is something that's not known to many, is what I'm getting. He's going to open up with David and I's sacred keys. He's utilizing our soul's embodied soul essence. He's wanting to open up a very special sacred secret chamber in your crystal heart. This is going to open up more channels in your DNA so that you can receive more of your star family, your star family's guidance, your soul mission path and templates, and not only that, your knowing, your trust, for your path in the future. Okay, David, what I'm getting is that you have an offering here coming in.
Yeah, it's also the back of the heart chakra, and it runs down to the base. It's Kundalini golden code coming in. Crystalline frequency to the tail of the spine, so you can just feel those crystalline frequencies coming in the base of the back and then swirling up the spine up into the mind's dimension of self, going in with the crystalline frequencies and then shooting out the top of your head and going right up to source. There's a few people that are not they were a little disconnected. So this is going to pull everybody up into the grids. There's a lot of people that don't connect their light. And so this light is going up their spine, up into their head. It's crystalline frequency, and it's activating their higher frequency energies. And then it is going up out their head, up to the light is going up into source. And they are connecting to the higher consciousness. So it's a Kundalini awakening codex that's coming in. While we are here, we can, I'm just looking at everybody from the outer levels. So just tuning into, we're just going to go ahead and funnel energies down now. Golden light coming down, going into the crown, into the chakras, clearing out the fears. Some people who are still living in fear, they're worrying. Just don't worry. Let it go. Let the golden energy just flush through your light like a shower, coming from your head, going down your body and clearing out all of the fear, all of the worry out of your chakras, and just letting it go. It's releasing out of your energy this beautiful light. And while we have you connected to this light, I'm just going to go and tap into the heavenly realm, the luck energy, and we're going to go into connecting into the luck energy. And we are hitting the luck energy, and the luck energy now is going to come over and down your pillar of light, down into your abundance portals, magnetizing opportunities, magnetizing miracles, magnetizing abundance with the energies of luck itself, from the goddess Lakshmi, who is of the ancient goddesses who is involved with Krishna and Shiva and the goddesses of Arti. And Lakshmi is of the triple goddess energy, and she's the goddess of luck and abundance. And so she's actually a goddess in the heavenly realms. Interestingly enough, I didn't know she was there until I found this luck energy. And so it's coming over everybody now, abundance energies for the golden age, for the golden era, just to assist everybody illuminating in these fields of luck. So just taking it in, and it is to disbelieve everything that you've believed so far, that miracles can't happen, that you're not worthy of luck, that you're going to catch all the bad break. If you didn't have bad luck, you wouldn't have any luck. It is to remove all of those beliefs, letting all of those go. Just allow this flame that Tracy's brought in to purify all those beliefs so that they are no longer beliefs. And now just embody the energies of this luck consciousness, this luck energy. Just allow it to go through to open up doors to abundance and to your highest path, to all that what it is, love to magnetize into your life. And of course, if you are new onto your healing journey, that you will find exactly who you need to find to assist you to heal your soul and to get ready for the ascension that is currently underway on Earth. And I'll pass it over to Tracy again.
Okay, yeah, Okay, so Cryon has prepared packets of energy healing for your sacred crystal heart. And like I've discussed on my show previously, there are many layers to opening up our sacred crystal heart. I'm always shocked at how much more open my heart could be. Okay, so you're receiving these packets of light infusion now to support a heart expansion to even greater levels. The ascension is about embodying more DNA codes, more fire letters, plasma activations through the great central sun that continually are opening us up, helping us to receive more of what is needed as we ground in our energies through the embodiment. Okay. And also Cryon has his team here and his light ships. He's wanting to take everyone on board. He's prepared healing pod chambers for everyone in the audience. This is going to support you to bring to the surface things that need to be healed in your life that blocks to you receiving more abundance, to receiving more love, more goodness, to bringing in your divine counterpart, your divine other. Okay, and also Cryon wants to give everyone in the audience an opportunity to say yes if you would like him and his galactic light workers to in the ethers to place you in these healing chambers over the next week is what I'm getting. So you just need to say yes if you want to participate in that. And the way I see Cryon is a half elephant, half man being. I see him with an elephant trunk, a human man with an elephant trunk and elephant feet. He's so beautiful. All right. I'm getting it's over to you now, David.
Okay. So while you are connected to the light, you're just going to have a crystalline angel coming down from the heavenly energies, guiding down your light beam. And as it's coming down, it's literally just going to come right beside you and just with absolute faith, take the hand of this crystalline angel and allow her to fly with you consciously into your heart, into your crystalline core of your heart, and just place your awareness there. And inside of your crystalline core, you have a command center of buttons where you're going to be pushing to consciously release all entanglements from your soul, and you're going to press that button, and the crystalline energy is going to shoot out your chakras, any density, anything that has been infringing on your energy and your sovereignty. And it's going to release this, and it's just going to release and go out your energy back up to source, releasing a great weight of sorrow, of anger, of mistrust, of abuse. And it's just going to release all of these weights and these entanglements, and you're just going to feel this beautiful light that you are, this peace, this clarity, this weight just gone, and this beautiful crystalline frequency powering up your chakras, reclaiming your sovereignty, reclaiming your energy and your happiness. Welcome back to your heart, to your source power. Congratulations. And that is complete.
That was beautiful, David. I'm really feeling the sacredness of what we just did. What you just offered. It's just gorgeous. All right, there are heavenly hosts coming in now from the great central sun to support the audience. But not only that, it's much larger than that. This is for the awakening starseeds, more specifically. They're riding white horses is what I'm getting. They're wanting to gift you horse totem medicine from source. And I'm being shown that these horses have white wings. All right, they're going to support lifting this horse totem medicine and these light beings. They're supporting a lightness in your soul, especially those who are weighed down with grief, sadness, sorrow, depression, anxiety. They're supporting buoying up your soul at this time, your human, freeing you from earthly concerns, worries, anything that is holding your energy down. It's so important for us to not only go through those experiences, but to come out of them more on top of embodying more joy, more peace, more trust that the divine has your back. And these heavenly hosts have beautiful offerings and gifts for you now at this time. They're raining them down into your fields. Okay, these are just, wow, that's just beautiful. Okay, David, do you have an offering coming in at this time? Do you have something else that's coming in?
It's like a solar cosmic water light. So you get the benefit of the flame and water energy in light. And when this is coming down, it's just like a beautiful energy cleanse, a big blessing energetically. It will remove distortions in your fields. Just help you put your energy into alignment. It's definitely a nice way for this amazing healing to conclude and be blessed in. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Archangel Michael has just shown up. He wants to work with your feet.
Maybe he's gonna tickle people.
I don't know. Yeah, okay. He's saying that some of you are stuck in what is like a black goo mud, and he wants to do some healing for your feet so that when you're walking around grounding, that this energy of this mud is not absorbing your light. It's allowing you to actually connect more with the earth, Mama Gaia, Sophia, and the plant and animal realm, the crystal realm. What's interesting, David, is I'm feeling that we're also helping them to tap into the freedom codes in the crystal, the inner earth of the planet. And you see better than I do. What are you seeing?
There's like solar beings coming into assist light beings, and it's definitely freedom. It is energetic liberation, and it ties into the crystalline core of Gaia, and there's Gaia's golden timeline. So Gaia's golden timeline, it is the realization of her ascension and the planet ascension. So she's very much Mother Earth, aware of this timeline and the highest timeline, the golden timeline, where all ascend, where the consciousness ascends and the shifts. So the energies are coming up from Gaia. It's like the template of the ascension. So this is going to push everybody onto the path. It's a very nice grid coming in from Gaia. It's tuned into it. It's Christed light, golden light. And it's got source tuning in.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. That's we're finishing up here now. We've got about 2 minutes left. So for your portion, David, why don't you share with the audience again how they can reach you, contact you, and yeah, just to recap.
I'll just go to mastersjourney.podia.com. Masters, that is plural, so mastersjourney.podia.com, and you can read.
You know what, David, you're cutting out. I didn't hear your link. Try it again, because I think you were being interrupted.
Share
your links again with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry about that. So mastersjourney.podia.com. You can contact me there. Check out the courses. Thank you so much for having me on the show. Such an honor, such a privilege to be with your amazing audience. It's so exciting. You have a show, and it's amazing.
David, it's such an honor. I love you so much. You have done so much for my journey, helping me to work with more people, giving me opportunities to grow and learn through you, and introducing me and presenting me to the spiritual community that you and I are connected to, especially on Facebook. That's where our main hub is.
Mm-hmm.
And David does have a lot of offerings on Facebook. David Starr, D-A-V-I-D, or D-A-V-I-D and S-T-A-R-R. It's two R's. Mm-hmm. So you can find him on Facebook there. And then as a final just to wrap up the program here, let's see. So what I'm just going to do is share a little bit about me. Nicole has all of her her radio show hosts share, do a shameless self-promotion. So I just wanted to talk about some of my services. So on my website, chandelieralchemy.com, you can find free videos, free healing videos under my healings and support tabs. I offer quantum healing sessions. My main focus is heterogamic unions. If you're a twin flame, you identify with that. I support you on that journey, very difficult journey. I recently had a client whose twin flame married another woman and got her pregnant. And so my client was suffering deep grief and sadness, and I was able to help alleviate that and help put her on a new path towards focusing on herself, her healing journey, and her offerings. And then I was able to bring in channeling guidance for her surrounding what's next for her on her path. And then also, I'm a darkness detective, so I do remove a lot of implants, and I work very heavily in the Akashic Records, your Akashic Records, the Earth's Akashic Records, and the Universal Akash. And so, yes, thank you for joining me today and my beautiful guest, David, and have a lovely, beautiful rest of your week, souls. Take care.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.